Mayhem, and one from Fillmore West 1969 that Bill Graham personally handed over to me, picked it up off the stage and handed it to me. Very nice, thank you. And you'd think, well, Keith Moon hits them so hard he must use big loggy sticks, but no, he used pretty thin, lightweight, thin sticks. He just had quick wrists. That's why it sounded so loud. Okay, we've reached the bewitching hour of 4 o'clock on this Friday afternoon. Let's see. This is the KGLT Boston 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena 89.1 FM, with translators K246BA Bozeman 97.1 FM, K208BX Livingston 89.5 FM, K251AC Helena 98.1 FM, K296EF Mammoth Hot Springs 107.1 FM, K213AU Big Timber 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at kglt.net. And a big shout out to all those people who make that extra effort and dial us up from far and wide and close by. You know, it really sounds best in your car when you're driving around. I know the city workers used to do that. The guy on the side said, "Ron, on Fridays we'd go take a ride and listen to your show." He wouldn't fess up to anything else. I tried to pin him down, but he was a good public employee. Said, no, we don't do that. No, they don't. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for listening today. And thank you for everybody who supports KGLT, including JTech Communications, a full-service website design, development, web app, and digital marketing agency celebrating the 20th anniversary in Bozeman this year. Online at jtech.digital or phone 406-586-7100. On-site energy. How's it say? Presenting Solar in the Park, a free solar information event 5:30 to 7:30 Friday, August 24th at Bell Park in Bozeman. More information online at onsiteenergy.com. So that'd be tonight. And Bozeman Tattoo LA, specializing in full custom tattoos, open every day noon to 8 p.m. Located 260 East Main in Bozeman. Contact the crew at 522-8287. On the web at bozemanstattooalley.com. Okay, that's a lot to say, but that's what I have to say to get us to the next leg. You know, I visualize my show as a story or a movie in three acts with maybe 10 or 12 scenes in each act. And so we start all over again at the top of the hour. I do anyway. And I mentioned I was record shopping. I went out of town last weekend. I took a whirlwind vacation. A friend of mine and bandmate Bobby Sutliff said they were going to be playing, they, me, being Windbreakers, which don't play often, if at all. We're going to be playing a benefit in Jackson, Mississippi for James Patterson, a local artist who's been ailing. And I thought, well, I'm going on vacation. The Windbreakers haven't played since the 90s. Tim and Bobby have played a couple gigs, but not billed as the Windbreakers in the last few years. And I saw one of those. But a full-blown Windbreakers reunion with several other 80s Jackson bands seemed like a good deal. High return for my investment. And I knew there'd be a lot of friends there. And I knew I'd meet some new people, which I did. And I had a dang good time. And as it often turns out, when I told Bobby Sutliff I'd be coming down to see them play, he said, "Well, you will have to play with us." And it was finally agreed that I'd play the finale of the show, which was a lot easier for me because their songs have a lot of chords. I learned some of them, but I didn't have to play them all. And that was fun. I haven't played guitar on stage for a very, very long time. 2003, 2004, something like that. So this is the Windbreakers. This is their second release, Any Monkey with a Typewriter. And I was talking to Tim Lee about it, and he said that he thought this was the most honest Windbreakers record, because he said it sounded a lot like the Rhythmics or something like that. I guess I never thought of that, but it definitely is the sound of the 80s.
Change your face because something that you might have skipped, something that you might have missed the first time around.
Worry.
Okay, a little bit of a windbreaker sandwich there, finishing up with a rare compilation song called Don't Say No, and that's from a collection called Familiarity Breeds Contempt, which is actually a collection of the bands that I saw down in Jackson, some of them, most of the ones I saw. Windbreakers, of course, Radio London played, Oral Socks, which was a Bobby's old band with John Thomas, which apparently was the big deal at some point, the number one club band around, and they rocked it up with Webb Wilder sitting in. That was something to see. Also, Beat Temptation, you heard in that set, and what's the other one? Used Goods, and there's one other act that played. Really nice, great music. What we heard in that was the Windbreakers from their Any Monkey 12-inch, your rerun. It's a Tim Lee song, Let's Active, who loom large in the Windbreakers' history, Mitch Easter. Eurythmics, as mentioned, you heard one of my favorite songs by them, English Summer, from the album In the Garden, their debut album. R.E.M. from their debut, Chronic Town, you heard Carnival of Sorts. Beat Temptation from their one and only record. You heard Some Name. And that band is Tim Lee from the Windbreakers and Bobby Sutton's brother Robin and a woman named Sherry Cothran on bass, who I got to meet. She's a sort of a local player around Jackson. Really great. She sat on several of the bands and a wonderful person. It's nice to catch up. You see these names on these records. I've seen them for 30 years and to finally meet some of those people beyond the handful I knew already. It was made for a really enjoyable evening. and then we finished up with the Windbreakers. Okay, little taste of what I experienced, sort of. You can look on YouTube if you look up Windbreakers at Dueling Center. You'll find a version of Glory played by Windbreakers with myself on guitar and David Manchowski on vocals and what's the other guy's name? Joshua Little on vocals and Robin Sutliff sitting here on guitar. That was good fun. And I hope to do it again. There's something afoot, and I'll have to see how that pans out. It's 27 after the hour after that long set, so I'm going to tell you there must be something you really want to know.
From Montana Wilderness Association, this is the Trail of the Week. Palisade Mountain, perched atop the Sapphire Range east of Corvallis, is a strenuous climb with serious views. The trail starts off near Hamilton, winding its way through a forest of Douglas fir, across open wetlands and along scree fields. Before long, you'll gain spectacular views of the Palisades, rocky cliffs that tower above the trail. Head for the summit, and you'll be rewarded with vibrant wildflowers, tall bear grass, and panoramic views of the Mission, Swan, and Bitterroot ranges. For more information on this trail, hikewildmontana.org. The Trail of the Week is produced by Montana Wilderness Association and made possible by the Greater Montana Foundation.
And while we're here, I'm going to tell you this 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part on these Fridays, including Straightaway Motors, Foreign American Auto Repairs, located in the corner of Mendenhall and Tracy in Bozeman, or phone 585-7112. And Holiday Inn of Bozeman, located North 7th Street, for happy hour in the Dry Fly Saloon, 5 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, with complimentary hors d'oeuvres. Phone them at 587-4561. And Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozeman Amber, Hop Zone IPA, Gallatin Pale, and Whimsical One-Offs. Visit Bozeman's original tasting room, located in the Northeast neighborhood of 504 North Broadway Avenue. We're so spoiled here in Bozeman with and in Montana with the local brews that are available all around the state. And when I was in Mississippi, I assumed, well, that's the thing everywhere now, isn't it? Because I found it to be the case of quite a few other cities. Nope. Apparently, I talked to John at the Bozeman Brewery, and he said that they had just changed the laws in the last couple of years in Mississippi, and there's all three independent breweries there now. So try as I might. I drank a lot of beer trying to find local beer, but just never nailed it. So like I said, count ourselves lucky because we can get beer almost any town in Montana these days. Driving across the state, you could drink pretty good beer steadily as much as you want, as long as you have a driver. I was in the mood for this. I don't know why this. I just wanted to hear some music. And that there's a discussion about when did rock and roll start? Nobody knows. And what is rock and roll? Nobody knows. But this might fit both of those categories.
Whoa, bop today.
Oh, what a girl.
Oh, bop today.
Oh, what a girl.
Boo-dow.
Boo-dow.
Boo-day.
Boo-day.
Bop today.
Oh, what a girl.
I hopped the train. I met a real dame. She was a hipster and a gone dame. She was pretty from New York City. And she trucked on down the old fair lane with a heave. Fine, Jack, I couldn't let her go. Get along. Sweet little woman, get along. Better be on your way. Get along. Sweet little woman, get along. Better be on your way with a heave and a hoe. And I sure couldn't let her go. Yeah, the train kept rolling.
All night long.
Oh, the train kept rolling.
All night long.
Woo! Train kept rolling.
Well, what you say, baby? You look ready as Mr. Freddy this black. How about you and me going spinning at the track?
What's that, homie? If you think I'm going dancing on a dime, your clock is ticking on the wrong time.
Well, what's your pleasure, treasure? You call the plays, I'll dig the ways.
Hey, daddy-o, I'm not so crude as to drop my mood on a square from way back. I'm in there and have to dig life with father, and I mean father slack.
Well, baby, your play gives my wig a solid flip. You snap the whip, I'll make the trip.
Well, lace up your boots and we'll broom on down to a knocked-out shack on the edge of town. There's an 8-beat combo that just won't quit. Keep walking till you see a blue light lit. Fall in there and we'll see some sights at the house of blue lights. There's fryers and broilers and Detroit barbecue ribs, but is when they serve you those fine 8 beats. You want to spend the rest of your brights down at the house of blue lights.
Thank you.
time and we'll cut some rug while we dig those tunes like they should be dug. It's a real homecoming for all those cats just drilling down the path of welcome mats. Fall in there and we'll see some sights at the house of blue lights.
City on 123. They talk about a guy they call Pigfoot Pete. He plays piano by ear, and he plays all night for pigs' feet and beer. He's murder on the 88. He's the guy that brought the boogie woogie up to date. He's got a cannon in his left hand and a rifle in his right. He's just a double barrel geek, and he shoots the 8 beats to you at a frightening rate. He's just a solid whiz, I'll tell you who he is. He's Bigfoot Pete, Boogie Woogie's elite. His hands are just as big as Virginia hands, and when he goes to work, they're like battering rams. And when he plays on that box, the joint rocks until you beat to your socks. Wherever Boogie is part of the plan, you'll find Bigfoot Pete, the Boogie Woogie man. Got a cannon in his left hand and a rifle in his right. He's just a double barrel geek, and he shoots the 8 beats to you at a frightening rate. He's just a solid whiz, I'll tell you who he is. He's Bigfoot Pete, a Wookiee Wookiee's elite. His hands are just as big as Virginia hams, and when he goes to work, they're like battering rams. So when he plays on that box, the joint rocks until you beat to your socks. Wherever Boogie is part of the plan, you find Bigfoot Pete, the Boogie Woogie Man. They call him Bigfoot, the Boogie Woogie Man.
Buzz, buzz back home. I'm eating birds. drinking black, black coffee. Burnt toast and drinking black, black coffee. Burnt toast and drinking black, black coffee. Yeah. That's all she left for me.
Shouted to the driver, hey conductor, you must slow down. I think I see her, please let me off the bus. Nadine, honey, is that you? Oh, Nadine, honey, is that you? Seem like every time I see you, darling, you got something else to do. I saw her from the corner when she turned and doubled back. Walking toward a coffee-colored Cadillac. I was pushing through the crowd, trying to get to where she's at, and I was campaign shouting like a southern diplomat. Nadine, honey, is that you? Oh, Nadine, honey, where are you? Seem like every time I catch up with you, you up to something new. Looking all around, saw her getting in a yellow cab heading uptown. I caught a loaded taxi, paid up everybody's tab, flipped a $20 bill and told him, catch that yellow cab. Nadine, honey, was that you? Oh, Nadine, honey, is that you? Seem like every time I catch up with you, you up to something new. Traffic like a mounted cavalier, leaning out the taxi window, trying to make a hill. Nadine, honey, is that you? Oh, Nadine, honey, is that you? Seem like every time I see you, darling, you up to something new.
Just shouting and jumping. That's music. I don't make it like that anymore. Start off with Tiny Bradshaw and his orchestra doing the very original Train Kept a Rollin', which must be about 1948 or so, 47. Covered by a lot of people, including the Yardbirds, who famously got the lyrics wrong. A lot of those English guys got the lyrics wrong to those songs. It's always curious to hear the originals and think, well, it's pretty clear what he said, but... I mean, I think Keith Ralph was drunk when he recorded it, so he is making it up. We're the Will Bradley Trio with Freddie Slack and Ella Mae Morris doing House of Blue Lights, and that's a killer. I have it on a bootleg sort of compilation called The Roots of Chuck Berry, but I got to find some more stuff by those guys because that just, you can't beat that. That real thing. Then we heard Freddie Slack himself from a really wonderful album I found twice now. I got a nice clean copy. It's called Boogie Woogie on the 88. You heard Pigfoot Pete. And those guys are for real. I don't know where they're all from, but man, they could play and sing. And then Mike Petkin from a compilation called 16 Floor Fillers. You heard Burnt Toast and Black Coffee. And finish up with Chuck Berry himself. It's 4:44 on this August afternoon. Quick stop here. I'm going to tell you something else about the record fair. So keep this in mind. Let's see. Can I find it? Oh, yes.
KGLT reminds you, a great way to clean up your house and help KGLT at the same time is to donate the music you no longer use. You can donate your used vinyl, CDs, cassettes to KGLT and we'll give you a receipt for the value. We take 78s, 33s, 45 RPMs. You can also donate any collectible musical-related memorabilia that's taking up space. Your donations can then be sold at our vinyl sales to help keep Southwest Montana's alternative public radio on the air and going strong. To donate, call 406-994-6484.
Yeah, and you know I like records. It's one of those things I get a lot of pleasure out digging through old dusty records and especially finding nice stuff, which happens less and less these days, but there's still things out there. There are a lot of records out there, but not all of them are worth money. And now if they're beat up and moldy, they're not worth anything. That's the sad story. But this is worth something.
The Friends of KGLT returns to Helena Monday, September 17th for Blackfoot River Brewery Pint Night. From 5 to 8 p.m., KGLT DJs and staff will be at Blackfoot River to share a pint and chat with Helena listeners. Last Chance Public Radio will be there as well, and $1 of every beer sold goes to KGLT. Community Monday Pint Night with Friends of KGLT and Last Chance Public Radio. 5 to 8 p.m., September 17th at Blackfoot River Brewery, 66 South Park Avenue in Helena. See you there.
Yeah, I think I'll have to get up for that. Sadly, I think the rabbits will be gone by then. So I might be making two Helena trips in the next week. I'm typing something here. Hold on. I'm a pretty good touch typist. I took some tests. Yeah. Okay. This seems appropriate for all those kids. It's the back to school chaos here.
Gone. Summer. ass and you gotta work a little. Sometimes I wanna, I don't wanna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime. Sign, but you're too young to borrow back. Sometimes I want, I don't gotta do. Ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Nina Boys like to do a new one for you now.
That's Booker T and the MGs. A little bit of Memphis soul groove. My Sweet Potato from the album called And Now, Booker T. A record I honestly have never seen before. And it's one of my Mississippi finds. And it's a good one. It's, as all the Booker T albums are, except the Christmas one is a little funky. And not a good kind of funky. Start off with Thumper. That's Johnny Sangster. A short-lived band. They're appearing on the Evening in Eden Brook Forest compilation.